Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. We are all back in the studio, and it's back in the cold, so I had to throw on my sweater. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I'm wearing a cool sweater.
He has a hockey game later. So.
Katie to the kids this morning, like, Trey has on a, or Daddy has on a hockey sweater. Do you know what hockey is? And in that moment, I realized, oh, this is, I think that's the design is a hockey.
It's a hockey looking design.
Sweater. You, I never put that together, no. I don't
you
play
never
hockey.
Put that together.
I play hockey. I don't know hockey. I'm from the South.
It's an air hockey
Why
jersey.
Do you know so much about hockey? You venture up north on Tinder or something?
Hockey's fun to watch.
This is my new personality now. I saw this sweater. I saw Caleb Williams wearing the sweater.
Oh, hockey player.
And I kind of have a bad habit of doing this where I see a really cool black athlete in a cool shirt and I go, I got to have it. And then I put it on. And I go, oh, it looks cooler on that guy.
I couldn't even stop myself. First thing I said, I walked in the door. I haven't seen you in 4 weeks.
Whoa.
Hey, good morning. Whoa.
Sweater. I did wear this. I grabbed a beer with the guys, you know, so I show up in this partly at this point, you know, just for the fun of it.
This is this morning?
Yeah, this morning.
Yeah.
No, I wear this every day now. So because of the story I'm about to sell, and of course my buddy, you know, look at this guy's sweater. And we, over the course of the next couple hours, I got, no exaggeration, 7 strangers give me a compliment on it.
Yeah, that's the best.
And by the end, they're like, come on. Now, I will be honest, there was, towards the end of the night, a bar where I went to the bathroom, did like a, excuse me, and a girl said, excuse me, sweater guy. And that felt like an insult. And I kept that one to myself. But a girl said, excuse me, sweater guy. And I didn't like that.
That is funny.
I know.
That's a bold girl.
I've been on the other end of that, where I'm making fun of my buddy's shoes, outfit, whatever, and then strangers are complimenting it, and boy, it doesn't feel good on that end. It feels like, did you pay him? There's no way. This worked out too perfectly.
I've gone through this thought in my head where I'm going to wear this all the time now, and just walk up to people and be like, hey, just walk by and be like, that's the coolest sweater I've ever. Caleb Williams, I think I saw on that.
Yeah.
But you pull it off better than... And
my nails are painted.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, Kate, for the girls who don't know, he's an NFL quarterback. He's had a great season. He's maybe the future of Chicago, but he paints his nails and he's a little zesty. And I want to be like him.
I was going to say.
He's my inspiration.
It is funny, the clothes. What famous people have you bought clothes from?
LeBron,
Caleb Williams, and...
Michael Sam.
Yes, I couldn't keep up with it. Just like to know it. Slay. There's quite a few that I go, oh, that's cool, and I look it up, and it's a $1,300
right,
sweater.
Yeah.
So this Nike, I could pull off Nike, but
yeah,
we'll see when I start wearing the Celine or something.
Yeah,
okay. Which is a brand I learned of 1 week ago because Caleb Williams wore, of course, what cool sweater.
It all comes back to Caleb.
Yes.
Wow, you know, you're really following him. Huh?
Want to
he
do
has cool sweaters? They're all gay adjacent, and I'll
which
be honest,
is exactly
about that.
What you like.
And I do. I'm drawn to that.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't. I'm just being. I do. I'm just an open book here on this podcast.
I've been wanting to make a video of like if pickleball players had game day fits and make fun of how, you know, NFL players come in. So I had planned on like raiding a thrift store, but I might just come by your closet and just see what you have. You've already got all the stuff.
Oh, I've got a few pieces you could you could throw in there for sure.
Because they're wearing crazy stuff. I mean, sometimes they just wear like chainmail, basically.
Chainmail
an energy drink.
It's beyond irritating. I've given up. But yeah, I've gotten like behind the scenes access before an NBA game, and they're like, hey, the player's about to walk through. And then you, in real life, they're there way early, right? They're, it's their job.
They walk through, no one's there, right?
Zero people are in the building.
just the photographer.
One photographer.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
And they walk in one by one and do a little photo shoot with one guy.
Yeah.
And when you see that and you go, all that for to walk from the bus to the locker room and you're going to put on your warm-ups?
And they walk in one by one?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's you see that and you go, oh.
I feel like it's like, it's literally like they're doing like a photo shoot. I mean, that's really what it is.
Like a runway.
Yeah.
You saw Joe Burrow in that documentary. He's like, my meeting with his stylist. What do I wear to walk in during this time? You know, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we're back. We got a lot to catch up on. It's the first time we've all been in the, hardly been in the studio together.
Yeah.
Like yeah, this year. Month.
Yeah. Busy people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we're
back. It's already February.
Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to celebrate?
Celebrating Black History Month.
Well, I'm wearing black guy sweaters.
Good there point. You go. Good so, job.
Hockey skews pretty
you're
white.
You're dressed
though.
Like the whitest girl on the planet. So you need next week. I better see you in some.
Oh.
I did an Apple Bottom Jeans collaboration.
Oh.
We have those still.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can wear those.
Mm-hmm. I would love to wear those and turn around and show the camera.
The apple bottom.
Well,
it said apple bubbly on the back.
Yeah.
Those are cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't give me a pair. They go, the client really just wants the girls.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
They wouldn't let me wear them for the video. Oh, man.
I'm shocked.
Shout out Apple Bubbly. Shout out to the Recties. We're back. Let's have a good episode. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Basic Cellars Wine. You guys have heard about my wine. You love it. You know it. Valentine's Day. Hey, give us some roses. How about rosé instead? Roses die. They're lame. Wine is forever. The happiness it gives you. It goes away. You drink it and it's gone.
Yeah, but so the joy. It, but the joy. Yeah.
And so you guys know my deal for the Recties. Use code Recties. R-E-C-T-I-E-S. Obviously how it's spelled. 33% off. Perfect Valentine's Day gift for you, the gals, your wife, your hubby. Basic Cellars. Get our white wine, red wine, rosé, orange wine, or sparkling. BasicCellars.com. By the way, my body thinks it's 6 a.m. right now.
This is an early podcast for the Hawaiians.
Look at her. Yeah, we got this. You got this.
Our children do Woo! Not got this morning. So.
I know. We're just getting them going.
Dropped Thomas off at his little school this morning, and I am not sure that's going to go well.
But. So you've been here a few days now, but because your kids have not adjusted, you guys are kind of staying on the same schedule as them.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, you'd force it way harder as an adult, but
yeah, that makes sense.
Like,
it's hard to force a toddler. We learned babies, you can adjust them real quickly. A toddler,
little when little. They're... Which is not a big deal until finally we have something to do at 9 a.m. and you go, oh.
Well, that's early.
That's early. It was pretty awesome over the weekend. Because like I said, I hung with some buddies, stayed up till midnight, and I go, I'm going to sleep till 9. This is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots to catch up on. Hawaii show. First, I did the Rexburg, Idaho show.
Okay.
And wow, sold out. Biggest headline show I've done.
Alan was there.
I'm moving to Utah. Yeah. Alan joined me and had a great show. You're always a little nervous, like my Hawaii show too, because whenever it's a, you know, I Kansas City, Iowa, these places we know as home, Oklahoma, you full confidence.
Easy.
And now I've done enough, you get more confident. But, you know, going to Boston for the first time, I go, oh, there's a little bit of difference.
Yeah. Seattle.
Is every single Spokane. Joke. Every single joke going to work. And then Hawaii is like, okay, there's a lot of older cultures here. Is everything going to translate? Rexburg, Idaho. Mormon town. What is everything? You know, I got a couple edgy jokes. But the Mormons are down to laugh. They always are.
How about LDS, the Hawaiians?
They'll laugh off their LDS. And the Hawaiians too. The Hawaii show was so much fun. But they were great. I did have to remind them as I made a couple jokes about Katie's and I, you know, intimacy. I do a couple bits about that. You could feel them. I go, guys, we're married.
In Rexburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the most Rexburg experiences, I open up the show kind of like, I don't do college gigs much anymore because I'm so old. I can't relate to college kids, but you guys are like seniors with three kids. You're older than me, basically. And that night we went to our hotel, Alan and I, as we were stepping in our hotel, a literal bride and groom were like, oh, and got on the elevator with us. Number one, crazy shelter move. It's your wedding night. We'll get the next elevator. Like, ooh, let us hop on.
That is funny.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they were super nice. Literal children. Not literal, but college kids. And they're like, I'll try you to show tonight. We couldn't go because of... But and they were really calm and collected for the wedding night because we're all thinking the same thing. I'm assuming this is about to be a real new night for them. And
maybe they've been soaking and they weren't as nervous as they needed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Right. I don't want to assume.
Yeah. Did they give off that vibe?
Oh my gosh.
Did they find loopholes?
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that joke. And I were small talking. Honeymoon? And they go, she was like, no, I got too much homework. I'm not kidding. That was the end of our Rexburg experience. I go, I'm coming back here. Sign me up for a residency.
I can't do a honeymoon. Oh, student debt. Yeah, but it's mainly just slam with homework.
Yeah.
Man.
Finals next week. We tied it in time this right. And I joked on stage about, I can't imagine. You're like, babe, you won't take the bottle. She's like, I'm trying to do a quiz. And I had multiple DMs where I was like, that literally happens to us. We're trying to raise a baby. I've got a paper to write.
Wow.
Yeah. Different world. But they're always so down to laugh. They're so fun. And then I just think this is a very classic Mormon experience where they just have this weird, I'm like, where should I eat? You're in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they go down the street. There's great pizza. Like, it's award winning. They've won awards in Italy. Da, da, da. And you hear that. Every restaurant on the planet's like world famous. Yeah. Walk in, meet the owners. Come out, of course. They meet me. Hello, they're giving me merch. This is my favorite pizza. You got to try this on the house. They're doing the whole thing, and it's the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And this guy is like, yeah, I went to Italy once, and I've been studying pizza for a decade, and I've won awards in Italy for my pizza, and it's New York Times has written about it. And I was just like, what is this place? What is this?
Utah just does everything to the like 10th degree.
Yeah.
So funny. It was like mind. I'm like, where am I? This pizza's so good. People are so nice. They're so.
I saw your pizza sweatshirt in the wash. Washing it right now for you.
Your pizza hockey jersey.
Oh, yeah. The merch. Yeah, the merch. Thank you. Good. Mm-hmm. I'll throw that out. It doesn't have enough colors for me. But
it is gray, yes.
But it was funny at the end of the show, because I talk about Katie so much in the hour, and my mother said this to me, like, I can't believe he says all this. Some woman was like, if you said this all about me, we'd have some problems. The whole room was like, oh, and I just roasted her. And so many and that's what's funny when super nice crowds, 100 DMs. I'm so sorry about her.
Sorry like about they balcony were like
a,
woman.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about her.
The thought of like apologizing for a random stranger just would never cross my mind. Like
I've had a crazy drunk girl. They're like, that 3,000 is not representative of the city of Charleston. Yeah. I go, it kind of is though, right? Yeah. You've walked around, but it's fine.
That's. Did you tell her she just like wasn't as fun as me? Is that kind of what you said?
Exactly. Well, it's just like, okay. So next to her husband, he wasn't saying a word. I go, what does he do? He's clearly not a comedian. Probably does joke around. She said something about like, he works at the newspaper. My gosh, you're old. The newspaper.
Oh, that'll be around forever.
Yeah.
I hope you get a pension.
And then Hawaii was great. Shout out to people of Hawaii that came out. I have had more banana bread I've had in my whole life.
Yeah. So much banana bread.
I love it
bread.
There.
Yeah. Even Thomas was like, A day back home. Can we go back to Hawaii?
That's what I didn't see that coming. He keeps going on like when we were leaving. He's like, I don't want to leave. And he's talking about, can we go back to
Hawaii? And he calls it Hawaii.
While we were there.
Can we go back to Hawaii?
Hawaii.
He does it. Hawaii.
We loved it. We all loved it. I go, Katie, because we came back to 15 degrees.
You still timed it pretty good,
we
though.
We did, though. We missed quite a storm.
You missed Winter Storm Fern.
That's the best feeling when you're in Hawaii and you're like rooting. You're like, yeah, get him.
I hope it's miserable.
Oh, yeah. I hope it's catastrophic.
It was.
No one loses their lives. But boy,
it's annoying.
It's annoying for sure.
It was.
And then people check in, out of town people. Are you preparing for the storm? And then you send a photo. You're like on a beach.
Hawaii.
Hang loose. You get to
it's
do
nice.
That.
It's nice.
We were home for 39 hours in the cold, and Katie was like, She was having a bad day. What's wrong? She's like, oh, I just like, I'm trapped here and it's cold. I go, hey, Katie, you can't. Don't say that to anyone else but me.
I'm really trying to push our lives in Hawaii. I'm really trying to move there for part of the year. Yeah.
I saw you got to take your nap.
Oh, I did. I did. Mm-hmm. Yep. I passed out. Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah. How long was the beach nap?
Probably good.
An hour.
Maybe an hour. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know if you can just sleep like this. Yeah. You're really tired. You're sleeping was
interesting.
How long were you guys in Hawaii total?
11 nights.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice. The show was great. No one told me about Honolulu traffic. It's like the worst on the planet.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if a bunch of people moved to Honolulu.
Well, it's incident. Already bad, but there was like a crash.
Okay.
So, so I was talking to a guy, like when there's a crash, it is, because there's just like really, there's one like major 6-lane highway.
Okay.
And that got shut down for a few hours.
Oh.
So it backed up. What was always, when I checked it frantically throughout the week, because we stayed across the island, it was like going to be an hour and a half max drive, went to 3 hours.
Okay.
And I almost missed my show. It's the second closest I've ever come to missing a show. Never missed a show. Oh, never this had was to cancel.
A show.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Shows at 7. I showed up at 7:15.
And
there's an opener, right?
Props to him. Trey was like checking the traffic all day. Thankfully he did. I mean, 3 hours prior.
Oh, yeah. I'm always checking.
And you're like, we need to go right now.
Almost any other comedian, I think, misses that show.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
You're too.
Dude.
I mean, he.
Prepared. I'm neurotic.
He's like, it's supposed to take 45 minutes. It's saying 2 hours. So he like jumped in the shower. Like,
on Reddit. Found one random Reddit thread. Guys, horrible crash on the H1. Stay off the roads. I'm over there. Katie, I better go right now. My calculations are correct. I better leave right now.
Really, you didn't leave right now. You were going to miss the show.
Banana bread. Love Hawaii. We're back. You were in. Can you keep up with
nothing. Me? Oh, no. Last time we chatted, I was in Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
Yeah. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, but maybe you guys feel the same way being in Hawaii. I spent, 6 days in Palm Springs. And it didn't take long before I was getting pretty picky on my weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know if I love that it gets to be.
Yeah.
In the dead of night, it gets down to 55. I don't know if I could live here. I don't know. Seriously.
That's waking up. Burr. Yeah. Forget that. I need to breakfast. It's miserable out.
I'll put a long sleeve shirt on.
That's so real. You're in Hawaii a few days. It rained. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to rain here. There's like a rainy day. You're like, what are we doing? Stuck here.
And then kind of what you guys did. When we landed, I think it was 11 degrees in my car. And I was just like, I was clenching my fist. I was just mad.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just mad. My bones were cold. Oh, it's like, man, 55 sounds good. I got. Oh, I didn't realize how good I had it.
Yep. It's nice.
But that was a fun trip. It was fun. This is the all whites event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. Pretty white, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Glad that didn't creep into February. Yeah, we got that done.
Hope it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. All white confirmed? Was it an all white?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Country Club was pretty particular. But
if you didn't listen to the recent episode.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, let's clarify here.
It's an all white clothing event, which we've joked was an interesting choice.
Yeah, they should have said white out.
Yes.
White out makes sense. They said all whites. This is an all whites event.
No colors party.
Yeah.
Basically what they called it.
Yeah. They had, yeah. But it was good.
Good. You guys watched the Grammys?
Oh, Rachel and I actually did.
You did? Wow. Yeah.
We did not.
Was it fun to watch?
It wasn't bad. This was kind of fun. Probably a week or two ago, I noticed that Trevor Noah followed Friday Pickleball on Instagram. So like, oh, it's kind of cool. And then the Grammys comes on. I had no idea who's hosting it. Rachel was convinced it was Nate Bargatze. I was like, I don't think it's Nate Bargatze. And Trevor Noah's the host.
I love that. Is you're Rachel, just like my mom. She'd be like, yeah, is Nate hosting? They go, that he doesn't host everything. Though. Like that. Yeah. There's other people, just in their head. They're like, I guess he does. Isn't he going to be president? Mom, he's... That's so funny.
But then I was like, oh, this is like more fun. It's like, hey, that guy was like watching our content a week ago.
Yeah.
And look at him now. And we actually, I think regardless of that, thought he did a pretty good job. It was he's crowd great. Work, but like moving very quickly. Hey, we got so-and-so over here. Quick joke. We got so-and-so over here. Quick joke. You know, I thought he did a good job.
Host. Are you guys going to hit him up or are you going to play cool?
I don't know. I guess.
Temptation when an A-lister likes your video or something, you're like, damn him.
I've played it cool so far, but maybe I'll shoot him a message or something.
Just say like, great job at the Grammys.
Okay.
That's like a cool message.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You go all out. You say, Trevor, we're so honored you followed us. Great job at the Grammys. We want to send you a little gift. Look at this. You make him a custom Grammys Trevor Noah host paddle. Say, hey, do you want
Grammys.
This?
Grammys. Trevor Noah, you hosted this.
You hosted this. Paddle. You hosted this. Good.
You hosted this. Awesome.
Yeah. Whip that up.
Okay.
It could be fun.
Isaac and the boys are still in Asia, so we could get something done quickly.
Tell them right now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is that the most famous person who's ever interacted with your content?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he's pretty famous.
It's hard to know these days, and I've complained about this before. Everybody's got a verified Instagram account.
Yeah.
So it's lost its luster, especially when you used to see that in your notifications. Now every realtor and every
why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Trying to eke a few more bucks out of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$15 a month.
Yeah, I got someone DM me. They go, Trey, do you have any idea who just followed you? Lana Del Rey.
Oh, nice.
Lana Del Rey follows me. She married a garbage man or something. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Yeah, yeah. Pull this up. She's living a simple life. Lana. Does she make music anymore?
A garbage man?
Something like that. See if you can... See what you can find here.
I do think the only I really don't see anything of her except she made a little appearance on Mormon Wives. Remember?
Oh.
She did. She's like concert. Big fan of
the garbage episode.
And they were like obsessed with her, and she did seem very normal and sweet in that.
I'm not kidding. She married an average Joe.
He is a airboat tour guy in Louisiana.
She met, yeah. So
that's great.
I mean, extremely close guess.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
I think it's literally she was just doing a little crocodile hunting in Louisiana, and the boat guy, she's like, I like you. And she married this guy. That's a nice, cool. Normal woman right there.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, what people you and me?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, captains can marry people. Like, if you're captain of a boat, you can captains of airboats marry people?
Yeah, can airboats in the bayou marry people?
They can, but you have to be related. Yeah. It's a kind of a loophole. Shout out to Lana.
Who seems pretty normal, and I think you'll appreciate this because Rachel is Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots. I think I'm going to root for him in the Super Bowl.
Have you seen his wife?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
They've been together since like sixth grade.
Yeah.
Have you seen her content?
Content, no.
Pull this up, Derek.
Oh, no.
No, it's good. It's good.
Okay. I was going to say, should I not be rooting for him?
Drake May's wife, content. She's making adorable, here's how I make my homemade chocolate chip
cookies. I was going to say, because Rachel likes her, but I didn't really know what she posts. Rachel's just like, she's normal. She looks normal.
Yeah. And she's, let me be clear. The content's not flashy. I'm trying to be a cooking influencer. It's like the girl you follow from high school.
No followers.
Who's like, I generally just want to share this with my few friends type of edit.
Okay.
It's adorable.
I feel like I've talked about this before, but you're like, oh, they've been together since sixth grade. I would love some statistics. A professional athlete, if they are married, they met their wives in middle school or high school, or they are dating around. There's, I just feel like that's what... My friends.
Wait, actually, every person I'm thinking about, you're right.
Yes, that's
either got to be a day one.
Patrick Mahomes, LeBron James.
I told you about the day one. Wow. That's like.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah,
No, you came in. I was balling when you came in. Yes.
You had a couple hockey jerseys by the time you slid in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that used to joke about it. I mean, that's kind of, it's like they met in middle school or maybe high school. They dated through college.
Think about the best athletes alive. Mahomes, LeBron, and Steph Curry have all been married forever.
And
there's something to that.
Even think about, I don't know, college athletes some of the better college athletes, they're all dating the girls from high school. It's just like, I don't know what it is.
Because of that's, hey, she was with me, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think
no
that's
one believed
it,
in me
I
but
think
her,
that's
man.
What it is.
No one believed him. I was a 5-star recruit. No one believed me.
Man, she was with me the whole time. All my doubters. So many of them talk like that.
Yeah. I only had 26 offers.
You got paid $1 million in college.
Yeah.
You got drafted in the first round.
Anyways, about the, I would love a statistic because I just think that that's the case. That's how it is.
What about Josh Allen?
Not part of a statistic. Nice and normal.
I don't know anything about him.
Haley Steinfeld.
Like they just
Steinfeld. Is that her last name?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld's daughter married Josh Allen.
Okay.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Like they got married post college, like recently.
We'll see how they do.
We'll see how they do.
We'll see.
I just feel like
he became superstar.
The
statistics
aren't great. I mean, okay.
Think about this. Is there a single A-list, you know, big time superstar, they marry, works forever. Can you think of one example right now?
Who did Tim McGraw marry? Faith Hill?
Yeah, they're still
together. They're still doing good.
How did I just pull that?
That was a great pull.
That was awesome.
There are a couple.
Garth and, he married a famous lady.
He did? Who?
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder? No,
someone with a name like that. Who's Garth? No. It's
Garth and Winona is a great name combo.
The reason why...
Paula Dean. Who's his wife?
Reba McEntire.
Trisha Yearwood.
Yearwood.
Yeah, she's famous.
They're doing good.
The reason why you couldn't recall it.
Killed her.
Is because.
I'm joking.
There are a few examples, but they are not out and about in the spotlight. They're just like living.
They're not.
You can't have it both ways.
They both got famous and they might still be doing really well, but they're not parading themselves around.
They're playing in the back.
Yeah.
What's the guy with the popular podcast? Dax Shepard. He married
Kristen Bell.
They're going strong and they're
in the spotlight.
In the spotlight.
They are.
You're good at this.
I'm all over it.
You think about this.
I'm a big celebrity gossip guy.
Yeah.
You read People Weekly?
Uh-huh. US Weekly.
US People Weekly.
Celebs Weekly.
Some of the other ones.
Yeah,
there are definitely
they're out there. They're doing it.
But it's.
Did you find Drake May's wife's content?
Yeah.
Look at this. We're still jet lagged. As we record this, my body thinks it's 6:30 a.m. as I've referenced, and I think we're doing pretty good. Katie,
mm-hmm.
hanging in there.
Good.
The groceries. It's always the thing we get back from the.
It is. You get back that first, and you're like, "Well, we have no food, so sorry."
Every plate hit our doorstep.
Proud
sponsor.
Yep.
Thank you, Every Plate. Guys, try Every Plate. We have a deal where you get $2.99 per meal.
It doesn't get
cheaper than that right now. What a deal to try out Every Plate. Pre-portioned ingredients sent to your doorstep. Beautiful recipes. Amazing. Takes 30 minutes or less to make. Low everyday, low pricing, no hidden fees. Everything you want to hear. These meals are step-by-step. They come with cute little recipe cards. Our kids love it. They have so many options.
Yeah.
You know, friendly stuff for the vegetarian, pescatarian Katie.
Yeah.
Friendly stuff for kids. Thomas loves his corn hash.
Mm,
wow, you
corn.
Get free steak for a month.
Yes,
guys.
On top of that,
do what I can't.
3 out of 4 customers say Every Plate encourages kids to try new foods. We've found that
Which
to be the
is,
same.
Yeah, so big.
97% would recommend it to friends or family. We're part of that too. So go now, support the show, and support you and your mouth. Sorry, yes.
Okay.
Try Every Plate and get $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus free steak for a month. Everyplate.com/podcast and use code TreyStaak, TreyStaak, to claim your offer. That's code TreyStaak at everyplate.com/podcast to get $2.99 per meal on your first box, plus free steak for a month. Offer varies by plan. 1 free 10-ounce serving of steak per box for 4 weeks with active subscription. Ditch the dinner time dilemmas with Every Plate. What's her name? Anna or something? I don't know.
Yep, Anne.
Michael. I mean, does it remind you like Kirk Cousins' wife or something?
Yeah, just play this. Look at this.
England and Michael May has turned baking into a viral sensation. She's the wife of Patriots QB Drake May, and she went totally viral in late 2025 for her cozy homestyle baking. In December, she launched Bakemas, creating new recipes every day for 25 days with treats like game day M&M cookies and peppermint chocolate chip cookies that look absolutely delicious.
How sweet
is that?
It
helped her TikTok blow up to over 400,000 followers. After all that buzz, she even signed with NBC Sports Boston to host Beyond Bakemas. Miss cooking alongside some special guests. But it doesn't stop there. She also bakes for Drake and his teammates, especially the offensive line. Sometimes they even send her thank you notes that literally say,
"Just keep feeding us. We need to protect your husband, so we need to keep on the extra weight."
So maybe, just maybe, Anne's baking is what helped the Patriots make it
Drake
all the
May.
Way to...
Drake May.
That's what I'm saying. I just,
Hey, Mormon?
You would know. I mean, if you stood in an elevator with him, you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he from? No, I think he's from North Carolina, so I doubt it.
Yeah.
No, he's a Christian.
I don't think they're... Yeah.
Like the... Not the remix, like the original. That's sick. Do you think they'd like that if we start calling remix? That's kind of a dope way to put it.
Like a parody.
Well,
a cover.
They wouldn't like
the parody is too much.
They wouldn't like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remix.
So you guys want to talk about the Epstein files or?
Yeah. Well, I know Derek was blowing me up all week.
Yeah. I could feel his eyes shooting daggers.
He read all 3 million
talk
pages.
About the Epstein files.
Yeah. Katie, what do you think? This is
let's get Katie's take.
Katie, she's learning right now that there was more files released.
Got it.
And I want you to take one guess, one little snippet that we learned from it. Something wild that was in there.
I did see exactly one post.
Oh, okay. This just in. This just, launched. This just announced.
Katie, I didn't know that it was because it was new files. I just thought this was out there. But it was something about our president.
Mm.
So...
Was it good news?
It was bad.
So you're saying the president is, you're saying that's your president? Is that what you're saying?
I said.
No, it's fine. I just want to make it clear.
Our president of, we're American citizens. He is our president currently.
And, whoa, you're pretty strong on the citizen I'm not, thing. I'm just, why are we bringing that up?
Because that's what we are.
Isn't that funny? You can make it. If you
can
speak
anything,
at all, you
I
can
know.
Make any. Oh. Dude, did you see, this one creator spoke up. I really like this guy. Actually, I follow him. Higher Up Wellness. He's one of these jacked guys. He's hey, work out. But he likes to just kind of upload a bunch of stuff talking. And then he goes, you know, you want to know my opinion on all the politics stuff? My opinion is you don't want my opinion. You just want to. He kind of did that take.
Oh, you just want to like make fun of my opinion or
yeah, you
want to fight over
you
my
just
opinion.
Want my opinion to be your opinion. I that da, da, da. And boy, yeah, what do you how do you think that went? Do you think everyone was like, we understand? Just he's getting roasted everywhere.
Yeah.
I go, you just gotta if you say one sentence.
You can't even say
like,
I have an opinion.
Like write this, like I just think citizens. Of the ooh, U.S., which, whoa,
ooh,
citizens,
this day
citizen.
And age, I wouldn't.
The C word. You just can't say anything.
Someone's
I'm a
that.
Fun, silly guy. Come for the silly.
All
you
right.
don't know what I think behind closed doors. You don't know what. You don't know anything. I don't say anything about anything.
Oh.
That's how I roll.
I'm going to try to say just a neutral statement about politics, and you be okay. like a reporter or just...
Jake, Friday Pickleball. Friday Pickleball, we love your stuff. Trevor Noah follows you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You have such a big platform in the pickleball community. What just recent stuff going on? Give us a statement.
Really, it's not something we go out of our way to talk about. Obviously, there is some stuff.
Privilege. Must be nice.
There was some stuff that happened with some.
Oh, it's stuff to you? It's stuff?
There were events. That transpired with some Americans and some with
I'm
some
sorry,
people.
We're all Americans. We're all Americans.
There were some people, obviously, not everyone's going to agree with what they did. And I'm not saying that we are opposed to that. What? There's a lot of bad.
Period. Yeah. Just move on. Yeah. All bad.
There's a lot of bad.
There's a lot of bad.
That should be the remark. Yeah. Can I get a comment?
Bad.
There's a lot of bad.
Seems like a lot of bad.
Bad.
That's my official comment.
Just can't do it. I mean, that poor Madison Humphrey is getting canceled.
Is she? Because I kind of like a little bit follow her.
I'm in it, man. I love. I was good about. You know, my phone more in Hawaii, but yeah, it was like some guy dug up like she liked Melania Trump's post in 2019.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she's just getting hammered for it. And you're like, oh, poor girl. It's
Rachel had to explain a joke to me in the Grammys last night. Trevor Noah's making some joke. Yeah, we got so-and-so here. We got so-and-so here. We got Nicki Minaj here. Just kidding. And then the place erupted. And I was like, what? Why is that funny?
I don't get it.
Rachel's like Nicki Minaj. She's MAGA now. She wouldn't be there.
Oh, I thought it was Cardi B. Are they both?
I thought the same person.
Wait. It's Cardi B, I think.
Really?
You're confused, yeah.
Well, last night he for sure said Nicki Minaj. Oh, okay.
Maybe she is too.
No, I think they are. I think both, maybe.
I think it's the same person.
That's it.
Oh.
I think. Oh, it's kind of like a CeeLo Green.
Yes, Gnarls Barkley situation.
Oh.
Dude, I learned about one of those yesterday. I asked Rachel, I said, hey, is Fleetwood Mac a male or a female? I'm getting mixed signals from what I'm listening to. And she's like, oh, it's a band. I said, oh. She said the lead singer is
Paramore.
No, why can't I think of this now?
It's the woman.
Dang it. Everyone listening is like probably.
I have no idea. How do I
don't know
this?
Oh my gosh.
Edge
of 17. Who sings that?
Joni.
No. Edge of 17.
Jewel. Jewel with the
Stevie
T.
Nicks.
Stevie Nicks is a girl?
Yes.
I'm joking. I knew that. Steve.
But yeah, Fleetwood, Stevie, both girls.
Yes.
Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks.
You didn't
realize there's three male names in those four words.
Let me give you this.
One girl.
Another band member in Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham, guy. Male Lindsey.
Cardi B is not associated with the MAGA movement.
Okay, so it was Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Dang, I'm getting real boomer over here. Which black girl?
Yeah, that's
confused. No, I swore Cardi B was.
That's not a great look, was, that's to be not honest. At all.
Cardi B pregnant with Stephon Diggs, who's looking for a Super Bowl.
That sounds right.
See?
Drake May's teammate.
And
Drake May's wife, Stephon Diggs' baby mama.
Likely friends.
Similar,
likely
friends. Yeah.
Did you guys watch your Grammys?
We did not.
No. I did. I catch some clips and stuff. I watched Bieber's little performance. Fun, good.
Yeah, that was all over my feed.
Shirtless.
Oh, really?
He's whatever. More than just shirtless.
He's just wearing trousers.
He was
boxers.
Just in his boxers. That's it. It's a little much, in my opinion.
Ridiculous.
In my opinion, yeah.
It was great though. I haven't seen a ton of it. I just like the. I like look at the red carpet. They got the outfits on, and Brandon Lake has on so much jewelry, and I just kind of. I don't know. Confuses me.
Did you see what Chapel Roan wore?
No.
We can't show it here.
Oh, one of those.
Shout out Southwest Missouri. That's my girl.
Springfield. That's your girl. Yeah.
Yeah. She also had quite a bit of trouble reading the teleprompter, which is also shout out Southwest Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Shout out, dude.
Shout out. That's, I go to prom where she's from.
Did she actually struggle?
Yeah, she actually did. I was like, this is a tough look for the Ozarks.
Tough look for the Ozarks tonight.
And you don't think she could have just practiced?
Yeah, it's like four sentences probably to memorize, but
Ozarks,
no.
Baby.
Yeah, she was fine. She put on a new outfit to present. The red carpet one.
Rules on the red carpet.
Yeah.
There's not.
There really
is. There really is not.
Even whatever you're imagining, you're going to be blown away by what she wore.
All right.
Yeah. Look it up if you're listening, not around your kids.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, we got correct opinions, y'all.
Oh, dude, I got stockpiled.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen you guys.
Get us fired up. Let's go. By the way, diet soda with a shot of espresso in it. My new thing. We're getting off the rails a little bit.
What?
So I'm starting my day these days.
What?
Diet soda, shot of espresso in it. Don't care what you say or think. I'm in my cool sweater drinking this drink.
I'm concerned.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to be a healthy boy over here. I ordered an original iced coffee from Chick-fil-A, and it's just milk and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be healthy.
Zero calories.
I've lost 6 pounds this month. Not doing nothing.
Except,
like not working out.
Except not having any sugar.
Yes. Or you're just like, yeah, no desserts.
Wow. Were you hammering desserts?
Well, I know. I was like, did I have a problem? I don't think I was.
Anyway. I've lost a few. I'm locked in now.
I was pretty healthy in Hawaii.
I talked about this. Yeah. So I was healthy in Hawaii.
Yeah, he was.
What about that banana bread?
Banana bread was, you know, probably... Push me back a little.
It was zero calorie.
It was zero calorie. It was aspartame. All right.
Love that in The Office. Wow, this sugar-free ice cream is so good. Michael, no one said it was sugar-free. Yeah, I got a few, but I want to save them for future episodes. Here's the one that I'm probably most mad about.
Okay.
If I'm at a restaurant, I mean, mainly a drive-thru, like a fast food place, and I'm being healthy, so I say, yes, I would like this and this meal, value meal, and what drink would you like for that? I'll just take a water. And they have the nerve to hand me a bottle of water and upcharge me for it? You should be fired. Mm-hmm. fired and maybe punishable by the law.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane.
That's reverse stealing.
Yes.
It's like making me buy it. It's absolutely a crime.
It'd be like, yeah, if you're getting gas and you stop it and then you go to pay and then it shoots like two more gallons in there. I was like, gotcha, you got to pay for it now. Like, I didn't ask for this.
You said you want a gas. You want a gas.
Sorry. Gas.
And it's Dasani?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've had this happen from Chick-fil-A, Hawaiian Bros, and Cane's. They're all guilty.
Really? They're really starting to do it.
Yeah. I really can't comprehend, even if you're like this hourly employee, why you're not getting paid more to give me a bottled water. Just put the water in the cup.
So have you started saying like, I want tap water, please?
I've been playing with the right way to word it because some of these places you say, and I want a water cup. Well, now they give you this little shot of water. I'm I don't want the water cup. I want water in a cup.
Because they're like, because you're like, this meal comes with a drink. Give me the cup that it came with and just put water in it. But they don't want to do that.
Maybe I should just say it in full sentences like that. I like that. Give me the cup that I already paid for and put some water in it.
I would like free water in a cup. But if it's this small of a cup, give me six of the cups and a tray. Yeah, just let's go to war here. It's going to make my life difficult. You go to like a fancy restaurant and you go water and I like still sparkly bottle and I'm just like out of the water out of the sidewalk, dude. Don't charge me for water. It's already $80 for a steak here. Dirty tap water. I mean, like I'm a peasant. Pour it. There's people. Oh, bottled water. Come on.
Like who's asking for this?
My first time in Vegas, naive Vegas. You're like chilling by the pool. And they go, hey guys, how about get you guys some water? So you're thinking, oh, what? That's so nice of them, water. Then they set down a cooler of water bottles for $50, and I want to
probably more like burn the place down.
Yeah, I go, wait, what? You definitely came with a vibe of like, let me refresh your palate with some water. We all need water.
But how
right? How
awkward would it be for someone to be like, okay, can I bring some water? And then you say to her like, yeah, like the free kind.
Is it free?
Do you have a free version?
The free
I could
kind.
Opt into.
Okay, cool. I'll just drink the pool water.
I don't even know why Cane's needs bottled water.
I mean,
use the water you have.
Yeah.
There
We're getting a little too over the top with the filtered bottled water.
There are times where a bottle
microplastics.
Is...
Microplastics.
Look out.
There are times when the bottle is nice. So if you're like you're traveling, you want the bottle. You're not going to carry around an open top.
She can't be a part of this conversation. That's one of the successful things I broke when we first got married.
Teaching
her
what a cup holder is.
Do that and what a sink water. I mean, she'd come home from an era and she'd just buy a big water. she loved her bottled water. We gotta I was learning this from years of training from my father. You get from the sink or Gatorade even. We got the powder. Whip it up. You know, you don't need to open up a bottle. Whip up the powder.
Do you guys have a reverse osmosis system?
We don't. Do you guys?
I've got some of these ads. They're like. The studies say 99% of water in America is bad for you.
Will kill you.
What? I love tap water.
Yeah, I don't really notice it. I don't notice hard water, soft water, poison, not.
You would notice soft water.
I guess I notice it in the shower.
Some soft water.
But
here.
Not drinking it.
Yeah, no. You're just like, it won't get off my mouth.
It's more of a peanut butter in this water. Mm-hmm. We have a reverse osmosis thing, but not like plugged into our pipes or anything. It's just like a. Desktop, countertop. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh,
countertop thing that we have to refill 19 times a day.
Yeah, I'd be so lazy. I mean, three times, I'd be like, I'm done refilling.
Yeah,
this.
Takes a while.
I mean, Trey won't even stand at the fridge and use the fridge water filter because
so
he thinks
slow.
It takes so long.
Can we make a bigger hose that spouts water from fridges? It's so tiny in every fridge.
Oh, it's so much. The faucet, I go, and I'm done. I have to stay there for 60 seconds in the fridge.
He doesn't even use a cup sometimes at the faucet. He just goes
mouth.
Yeah, sometimes you go, yeah. Dude, every guy does that. You guys don't do that?
I mean, I have before for sure. Not on a regular basis.
Derek, you don't do that?
Not since middle school, I don't think. But
wow. No, just middle of the day, I go, ooh, time to get some water in.
Yeah. Actually, you know what I find myself
down
doing
for like 30
that?
Seconds, yeah.
It's always when I'm traveling. I'm in a hotel or an Airbnb, and I need to take a pill in the morning. And of course, I don't have a water bottle. So it's just like, let's get under this sucker.
Yeah,
and then, yeah, you're taking a pill sideways. That's kind of like expert mode, I like to think.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not sipping throughout the day. I go, ooh, I probably need to have like a fourth of a gallon of water right now.
That's how you do it. You do things to the extreme.
Do you have any fresh opinions?
I do.
Home stretch of the tour. Few months left. These will be all the shows of the tour. So if you haven't gone, you want to go, go. These tickets, you guys sold them great last year. They're selling even better this year. They're selling out. So do not wait. TreyKennedy.com/tour for tickets. Kansas City this weekend, if that's not sold out already. Then I'm hitting West Virginia. We're going to Wilmington, North Carolina. Durham, North Carolina. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. Then over West Coast, baby. Glendale, LA show. Seattle, Salem, Oregon, Boise, Idaho, Salt Lake, Denver, then down to Houston. Shooting my special at Oklahoma City. We just added a matinee show. Go before that sold out. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Jacksonville, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, St. Louis, Missouri, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and then finishing the tour in Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's like Greenville.
Spartanburg.
I guess Greenville was booked, so we did Spartanburg. I had a DM said, someone said, don't get shot in Spartanburg. So I guess that's the vibe, and I don't care. I'll do shows anywhere.
Have fun.
Love the people of South Carolina. I love you guys. TreyKennedy.com/tour for tickets. See you on the road.
We were traveling recently on planes and stuff, and my correct opinion is that the people who clap when the airplane lands are just the people who are like not scared to like say what everyone's thinking, but in like an annoying way. So they're like the people who, when you first meet, you're like, you're so fun. You have all these fun, like, things to say. And then, like, 10, 15 minutes in, you're kind of like, nice to meet ya.
Wow. What a niche. I get what you're saying, though.
Because it doesn't happen that often that people are clapping when you land. It is something that, like, everyone on the plane is kind of like, it doesn't matter how much you travel. There's a small relief. You're like, okay, on the ground. So they're willing to clap and be like, we're on the ground, and be kind of like annoying about it, which is what everyone's kind of thinking. But it's annoying and it's like too much.
Did this plane ride where people clapped have a lot of turbulence, or is this just a normal
plane? Just like a normal plane ride.
Crazy. To clap after that's not good.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's rare, but it happens.
It still happens occasionally, and you're kind of like, huh, and then but that's the people. They're fun people. They're willing to stand out, right? They're not scared to stand out, but maybe it's
And it reminds you of that person. I think it's because we had a conversation about this person where we all know that person who's like, oh, they're people are like, you're gonna love this person. They're mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. They're funny. They're wild. And you get around them and you're like, oh, small doses. You never want to be the small doses guy.
Yeah, where you're wondering how much espresso is in their Diet Coke.
Yeah.
This guy's weird.
This guy's having a lot of
weird morning cocktails.
Yeah, that person, they think they're being funny. It's just it's a fine line between being a big loud personality that's funny and just the most annoying person you've ever been around.
Quick sidebar, have you guys taken a Southwest flight since the rule change?
We just did.
Oh, how was it?
And
I had a full tantrum on last week's episode. You weren't on it about, I went to war with the Southwest agent. It's like, it occurred to me as we're flying, I go, wait.
We flew home the day after it changed.
Okay.
So they automatically sat us. It was this annoying situation where, I explained, long story short, four of us had four seats, but it's, you know, Southwest 3 and 3. The more we talked about it, I go, Katie, let's just do the 3 seats and have baby on the lap. So we'll save a little money and we don't need to waste the seat. I'm going to be by you guys anyway. I call the agent. I go, hey, move us here. Da, da, da. Long story short, instead of putting us 3 to a row, they put us like 2 in a row and 1 here.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. So I call back and go, fix it. They go, there's no way on the planet I can fix it. And so I just we just had an argument. But of course, 2 for 2 on our flights of just the nicest person ever being like, no problem at all, I'll move with you. So it was fine.
I mean,
in your head, you're terrified of the nightmare person who's like,
yeah, you're waiting
I
for
want
that.
The window seat.
Yeah.
It's funny in your head. It's one of my favorite hobbies is to like, envision
the Michael Jordan kind of
or like a horrible
fake beef
fake beef where I'm like this person in 4C 4G or whatever it is, I'm just they're gonna refuse to move and I'm gonna say, Katie, sit over there, I got this. I'm gonna sit there,
I'm gonna puff out my hockey,
I'm gonna be sitting with me, dude, this is a hockey jersey but in a sweater.
So I'm tough.
Don't mess with me, dude. I'm gay and I'll fight. I'm crazy. And I'm just going to have the kid. I'll just make this guy. I mean, in my head, I was like, I'm just going to torture this guy. And then we're in the middle. I'm like, we're in the middle of the Pacific, dude. No mercy landing. You and me right now. And then we fight.
Maritime law. Dukes up.
Wow. Yeah.
It's actually insane how often in my head I envision beating a guy up when I've never even remotely been close to a fight.
Yeah, I've never envisioned you doing that.
But in my mind, dude. In my mind, I've taken like a year of imaginary jiu-jitsu classes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, in Southwest, I just like lay on my back in the aisle.
All right. Come on.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but I'm a freaking purple belt. What's up now? I don't know, man. I was on this flight. This dad in a hockey jersey wanted to grapple.
I mean,
heard some gay murmurs from behind me. I don't know what he was. He was mad. I know that.
I mean, I've told the story on here where I saw someone like choke someone out on a plane.
Jeez.
So it happens.
I've been on 1,000 flights. I've never seen an altercation or any drama on a plane.
I really and hit the jackpot. You had several stories. Yeah, I was.
Which we've talked about.
Yeah.
The only drama I've seen is when you got me kicked off a plane. So I was the drama.
Was that when you were my companion and I wasn't with you?
Oh, we were trying to get
a companion
to Delaware or something. And yeah, we got split up.
Well, I'm great. His companion now.
Are you Jake Triplett? Come with me.
She's the companion now. So mm-hmm. Not to brag, you go kid on the lap and companion. 4 humans paid for 2 seats.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. And it felt like 2 seats.
Well, we had the extended leg room. Because you know, now the first few rows, they went, which I don't.
With. I do.
It's cool, I guess.
In
it's
our,
helpful with the kids. You got more room.
I was going to say, with the kids, it's nice. You got so much junk at your feet, all the toys and all the. So that's nice.
This feels like a Seinfeld episode or something, but I finally booked enough of my own flights in 2025 where I earned Southwest A-list, which is like so exciting.
Nice.
Just in time for that to not mean anything.
Yeah.
Because that would have been all of 2026. I don't have to check in for a flight, which is the most annoying part of Southwest. And now it's just like, just sit with the poor people.
A-list, I haven't had it in years. I have companion pass every year, but I can't. I guess, however, I think A-list you earn by flying a lot.
And
but my credit card gives me the companion.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't had A-list. And the first year I didn't have A-list, it's a huge L. Just knowing you'll be A is so nice.
I know.
But now it doesn't matter at all.
Which is, it's also nice because you don't have to, like with Southwest, it was always like, you have to be at the gate because you want to make sure.
It's a little bit of pressure.
No,
the
assigned seating, I'm fine.
It's a good thing.
You're like, you don't need to
we
can show up while they're boarding and it's fine.
That was the one downside of getting A19. You're like, well, now I have to be there 25 minutes early.
Yeah.
Where normally I could just kind of stroll in whenever.
Yep. But I think your correct opinion too. We were talking the other day about. I actually came across, he's a influencer, pretty big following, and he went to college with Katie.
Go Jackets?
Yeah. And she's always, I was like, wait, didn't you say you kind of know this guy? And what did he say to you? He's like, yeah, I know him because he said this to me in college. What did he say?
He said, I really like when you're around because you are really pretty to look at, but you don't say anything.
An old fashioned guy. He sees you as kind of like a straw.
And we will reveal who this is on the Patreon. Patreon.com/straightunity.
That is too bad.
I'll do my correct opinion. Then we need to talk more about what I'm going to do something crazy for 1,000 patrons.
Which, you know, maybe he was just trying to be a funny guy, but.
Maybe he was trying to be funny.
Maybe.
It wasn't funny, though.
It wasn't funny.
The fact that you still remember it's kind of.
Well, it felt really. Really condescending.
Well, no, I was going to say, it's like sad. It's like that was mean enough to where you remember exactly what he said.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
You only remember the bad stuff.
I was just like, I should do something crazy if we ever hit 1,000 patrons. And a girl commented, Katie should wax you. Wax my chest. What kind of, this person's a sick. Is that what people want to see? It sounds awful.
They really want you to be hairless is kind of the overall.
Well, so I guess let us know. My correct opinion is if you're post, how do I phrase it? My correct opinion is if you like to brag about my ideal Friday night and you just like cook a meal and you're like watch TV and go to bed early, shut up. You're boring. You're lame.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, I. My Friday, I'm an introvert. Friday night, you just sit in your house? What are you doing? Especially as now you get busier in life, get married, parent, kids. Friday, my ideal Friday night in. All right, buddy. You're not, no one's impressed by this. It's not a personality. You just look like a bummer.
Yeah, it just doesn't need to be said. Who doesn't like that? We all like that to a degree. That's okay that you do that.
It's okay. It's not my idea. Just the weird breath. Oh, Saturday night, you go out. I go to bed early. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway, really bothers me. Yeah. It's my favorite opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got you that shirt for Christmas. One like it. One exactly like it. That was a good gift.
Yeah, I know. I haven't unpacked the other one yet, so that's why I'm wearing this one.
You had to rechange the sizes. Do they work?
You know, I haven't tried the jacket yet, but I'm sure it works.
Katie, can I ask you some questions about another current event? This is not about Epstein. And just see if you can piece together something that happened.
Sure.
Maybe you already know about it, truly. I want to talk about this. Alex Honnold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You actually know what it is?
Climbing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good for you. Did you partake? Did you watch?
We actually did watch some of it.
I was hard up about it.
Wow. Really, you made her watch.
Yeah. She did. Otherwise, I would have been no idea.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Caught the second half of it.
You know, we watched the first 20, 30 minutes, and then you kind of go, I think he's got it.
Yeah, he did have it.
Yeah. And I knew, I kind of knew this, but then I saw it confirmed via socials. Like that was, it's like, that's very, very easy for him.
Yeah. If you're a climber,
dangerous, but
it's very technically easy, but he did have the risk of falling at any point.
Of course.
That the part that made me nervous is when he gets to the top and he's just up there.
And just stood up there around, on the like dome. Like, it's like not a
flat. Grab onto something.
Yeah.
That is so wild. He just stand on the edge. He's.
It is the. His wife, they did, little spotlights on her, and she actually did appear way more nervous than I thought she was going to. But then her kind of take on, now that you guys have kids, how has it changed, and she said exactly what I would expect his wife to say, because what else can she say of just like, we want our kids to know that like you follow your passions and do what you love, and like there's a risk in anything you do. And so...
Yeah, she
said daddy's autistic, so.
And if he didn't climb this building, he would shoot up your school.
So oh my gosh.
He needs an outlet. Yeah, so we love daddy. You ever seen an interview of him? He's like, Yeah, I guess we're all scared sometimes, but fear is just like being hungry. You're hungry and then you eat and, fear's not really bothering me.
He's just
like, whoa.
He has something in his brain where.
Oh, for sure.
Height isn't computed. There's no way that it's like...
They mentioned this in Free Solo, the documentary. They like studied his brain and like the amygdala or whatever. Like his fear isn't really there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because there's no human like thing to just be like, I'm going to stand up on the top of this tallest building just so confidently. I mean, even if you were so used to that, you'd still be a little...
Yeah, especially if you're married and have kids.
Yes. I know. I love that. He's like, my answer is always, I didn't want to die before I had kids. I still don't want to die. And you're like... I guess that's a good answer, but
it's funny. He got to the top and he's like, I'm psyched.
Sick.
Yeah, he said sick, right?
Cool.
Yeah, this
Quiet
is
the
sick.
Demons one more day.
I mean, his watching it, it's crazy. What he was doing, those like finger, like pull up from the side with his fingernails,
What is
happening?
And those crazy climber guys, I just wish they'd show us more shots of their hands.
I would like to see that.
Do you catch a glimpse of them? I mean, because the literal muscles and tendons in his hands are engorged.
Thick.
They look like monkey hands.
Like,
it's
He can't do this. It's like...
They're so big. It's so amazing. I do think... What do you think it's like being Alex's friend? Because... you're a comedian's friend. I tend to maybe like, all right, Trey, no, don't need to joke around too much. Maybe you're an athlete's friend. All right, he's healthy all the time. Your engineer friend. Oh, they're always so analytical. Are you just out to dinner and he's like, you look over and he's scaling the like bathroom door. Like, Alex.
Down.
Down, Alex. Down. He's like, oh, yeah, let's get in the Uber. And he climbs across the car. Alex.
Alex, hey, while you're at it, give me the combo to your gun safe at home. We're worried about you, buddy.
It was, I want to watch Free Solo again.
Yeah, I think I'm
Free
right.
Solo, El Capitan's like 3 or 4 times taller than that building.
Oh,
I saw a climber on Twitter being like, if you're a climber, you know that what he did at El Cap was 1,000 times harder and more impressive than the building.
Yeah, what he did at El Cap is like a few people on the planet can do. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there's a million climbers who can climb that building.
What do you think?
Now, without ropes is one thing.
But banging on the glass.
I know.
Look at me. Look at that.
That's what's wild, because
in my naive brain, I'm like, you're going to mess him up. You're going to mess him up. And he was just like, smile. I'm like, he doesn't care.
Still. Yeah. You know?
You think he's ever tripped walking before? Like, just did a little stumble?
That's a good question. How sure-footed is he?
He did an interview where someone was like, what if, you know, like, the crazy happened. You stick a hand in a hole and there's, like, a beehive there. Like, uh-huh. Or, like, a bird's nest. Or, like, some weird, you know, crazy weather burst happens.
Crazy wind.
And I was kind of like, yo, that's a great point. He's like, I mean, yeah, his answer was not sufficient. He's like, I mean, accidents happen all the time. You just have to deal with it. I go, yeah, but we're just trying to get you to admit climbing without ropes is so there. You are going to eventually die doing this, right?
Like, yeah, they all is, do.
You can't be perfect. They all do. It's so
all
sad.
The free soloist.
Like, yeah, went out to free solo. And
yeah, is he going to like retire? Maybe he should just like retire. Oh.
Did you hear? It's pretty public. He said guess how much he got paid to do that?
I think I saw. Because at first he said it was an embarrassingly low amount.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. Jake Paul, in contrast, got paid $92 million to fight on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Granted, he did the promotion and did the production. But then Honnold got paid like $500,000.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's when I go, you know, why is he doing this? Well, I go, well, he's probably making like $10 million. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't. This is what he need. Does he not have representation? He was probably like, I'll do it for free. Like, Alex, Alex, we can get you millions of dollars, dude. Because how many people watched it?
No, just make sure it's an afternoon I have free. I'll come by and do it. Alex, stop. This is Netflix.
Yeah.
I think that's what, didn't they say? He has thought about climbing this building a lot. And so I think they had a little bit of leverage.
Probably. Oh, for sure. He's made it well known. It's
so,
and I think someone like him, knowing what we know about his personality, he's probably not, you know, big on money anyway.
Right. He lived in a van for 10 years.
How many views do you think it got?
Dude, it's like still in the top 5 on like Netflix's. I bet it got a lot. I mean,
well, it says
50 and 100 million.
This quick blurb, you gotta do this AI stuff. They're wrong all the time. It says here 6.2 million represents the views. 6.2 million views. I don't know if
maybe
that's
like
total
concurrent or like live stream
at the yeah. So kind of crazy because I think Jake Paul, Mike Tyson was like 100 million views.
Hmm. And I heard he also got paid because like his production company, yeah.
I mean, that had way more promo. It was like they had the huge L where they had to postpone it a day. I'm sure that like messes people up.
I forgot they did that too
because of weather. But
I think they built more hype for it. I wasn't gonna watch it the first day when it was gonna happen. I watched it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. They definitely didn't market it a ton. Like no. I kind of forgot about it. But you think it drew? Okay, let's say it drew 1/20th the views. What's 1/20th of 90 million? But let's say okay, he did the production stuff. 1/20th of 75 million.
3 million.
3-4 million.
Yeah.
He deserved a few million bucks.
Right? Yeah.
That's
Let's start a GoFundMe for Alex. He needs it, guys.
He needs it. He needs it.
His
Mr. Beast
need
will
it.
Do it. He'll be like, we're going to see if he can free solo a stack of $10 million. Yeah. Alex Honnold, he can't get out of this building until he climbs
a monkey himself.
Yeah.
Who can climb the other first?
Oh, Mr. Beast. Yeah.
10 rock climbers.
I do wonder
monkeys.
How expensive it is to get clearance and insurance to climb a building live on Netflix.
Dude, I can't believe even just like the Taiwanese government was okay with this.
Well, it's scary. You know, they publicly were like, the live stream is a few seconds delayed.
Yeah.
And that was what was freaky. Because they're like, if he fell, they're just going to like cut the feed.
All right.
Something. Just cut back to the WWE guy. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Dude, imagine. What would they cut to? Because they can't cut to the people live commentating.
They,
you're going to hear a thud.
I imagine they would cut it dark and say
technical difficulties.
Just there, Hugh
there
in
was
memoriam,
an accident.
I guess.
It would go straight to a funeral service.
It would go straight to him on a tombstone.
Which, that has to be the PowerPoint. First, like, pretty, like, I don't know. There is a level of, like, darkness there from Netflix.
That's a massive risk on their end.
Yeah. Like, you were willing to stream something. I guess they felt, he probably came across so confident. They were like, the chance of this are so little. But, like, they stream something with the ending possibly being death.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, the there's a 1% chance of him dying.
I was shocked. The actual marketing was just like, if you fall, you die.
That is that is like Squid Game's darkness.
It's kind of weird.
Like, that is like really, yeah.
I think that's probably why a lot of people didn't watch. Yeah. Because it's kind of tough to watch. How long was this?
Dude, what would they have cut to?
Hour exactly?
Hour two.
Okay. Yeah, that was
crazy. Cut to Stranger Things. Hey, we're really trying to push this, guys. So. Yeah. Alex is fine. Watch the show.
We're going to... That's like in a football game when a guy clearly like explodes his Achilles and they just go, questionable to return. They'd be like, we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted on his status.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Speaking of Achilles, how are y'all? Are you stretching them good? Are you good?
Stretching them good.
Mine's still good. Still good.
Okay.
Yep. Muscles are good. Joints are good.
Good.
Got a Theragun I use a lot.
On your Achilles?
No, not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, yeah, ow.
I know, they say you shouldn't even like stretch your, if it hurts, you shouldn't stretch it.
How do I make it stronger?
I don't know. All right, let's keep going on Patreon. We got a lot more to cover. Thank you guys for tuning in every week. Kansas City this weekend. Probably sold out by the time you're hearing this. If not, mm-hmm. Go get the last few. Shout out Kansas City. And then.
What else is this week?
Tickets are moving, man. New year, new people. I don't know. We got the next week and after that, we got North Carolina. Where else over there? West Virginia. Those are all going to sell out. And then up to Michigan. Those tickets are moving.
Hey-o.
I do want to end on this. I got an email from a woman. She said, I've got tickets to see. This is what we're talking about. You talk about a guy not even... I'm out, right? I'm not even saying anything about anything going on. I'm supposed to see Train Detroit. I need to know if he talks politics.
Okay.
I already assume we have different values.
Okay.
Okay, Laura, what do you think my values are?
She is not family first.
I'm not interested in attending a show where horrific happenings are joked about. Let me know. So I don't know what Laura thinks. She's going to show up to my show and I'm going to be like,
yeah, what does she think?
She's like, well,
I've seen
content.
A lot of his TikToks. He puts on the wigs. He jokes, he dresses like a toddler, and so I'm pretty sure he's got 5 minutes on George Floyd. Is that... What? I'm a silly family man, Laura, and everyone listening. Come for a nice escape. I don't talk about politics.
But you kind of get where
Lucas
she's coming from.
Lucas will get
from.
Into it a little bit.
You kind of get where she's coming from, though, of like people who like... have no, like, nothing to do with politics are like speaking about it a bunch. So it's not really her
just
fault.
Thinking
it's,
it might be my time to shine.
She's because you never know. You never know who, like, who's going to bring that up.
So. I don't stand with Laura. I stand with you. Unlike Katie.
Thank you. Yeah. Why don't you and Laura go get your nails done?
Okay. I could use that. Yeah.
Yeah. Get your hair colored.
Septum pierced.
There you go, fam. Yeah. Get your septum pierced. Well, we don't know. Laura could be the other way.
Yeah, we don't know. No. We don't know.
Laura could be.
What else is this week?
Katie's birthday.
I thought you were trying to get him to say Super Bowl. Huh. Shows what I know.
Ooh, no. Super Bowl. That's my first real Super Bowl as deep in the parents. And like no one's even mentioned it. I think all of us in our head go, oh yeah, we can't watch that together.
Yeah.
Can't do that ever again.
Who
together.
Even is in the Super Bowl?
Drake May.
Guess. Drake May, who plays for... Yes,
Patriots.
Wow.
You went to a few different parts of your brain to find it.
Wait, did it give you a clue?
I had to seek the country really quick.
That's really good.
I
versus
whoever the Broncos played. No, they played the Patriots.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That was close.
That was almost, though.
Good. Great job. Seahawks.
Oh, I would not have gotten there. So.
Not a real animal, so not your fault.
Yeah. What a Seahawk?
Well, a Patriot versus a Seahawk, nothing's real.
Whoa.
Taking a political stance. Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep going on the Patreon. Love you guys.
It's not an animal.
And we'll talk to you next week. Peace. Direct opinion.